Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Mattoon High School, let's send it down to Vinny Walk, PA announcer here at Mattoon.
Number 20, Kaylee Miller. A forward for the Silver Streaks, wearing number 34, Lauren Livingston. And starting at a forward, wearing number 42, Audrey Peck. The Silver Streaks come in with a record of 9-4. They're coached by Evan Massey. And now for the home team in this contest, the Lady Indians of Altamont. Starting at a forward, wearing number 10, Ellie McManaway. Starting in the middle, wearing number 15, Allison Hardick. Starting at a forward, wearing number 20, Rachel Jackman. Starting at a guard, wearing number 30, Brooke Runge. And starting at a guard, wearing number 34, Mary Guzzi. The Lady Indians come in with a record of 11-0.
Thank you to PA announcer Vinny Walk here at Mattoon High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, ready to get things underway. Streaks in their road gray with the white numbers and trim, black trim as well. Altamont in their home white with is that red or orange? Red.
I think it's orange, isn't it?
Numbers and trim and black trim as well. Stepping in the center circle for the Streaks is Audrey Peck. And Allison Hardick steps into the center circle for the Altamont Indians. Ready to get things underway. Game one of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Hardick, is, she's a good inch and a half, if not 2 inches taller than Audrey Peck. Audrey's listed at about 5'11", so saying she's probably a good 6'1". Here we go. The ball is up, and here we go. The tip is won by Altamont, and they'll bring it across and start things off here. This is Brooke Runge with it. Out high it goes to Rachel Jackman. Ball good. Tapped away by Kaylee Miller. Nearly got the steal, but coming away with it is Guzzi. Down on the left block it goes. Shot up and no good by Ellie McManaway, but she got her own rebound. Out high it goes on the near side to Mary Guzzi. Down on the block, right side, up off the glass, no good. That was Rachel Jackman. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and got that one to fall. So,
20, Rachel Jackman.
A couple of offensive rebounds right off the bat for Altamont, and they lead 2-0. Lauren Livingston out high left side for the Streaks. Now it is Riley Jenkins directing some traffic. Altamont's come out and looks like a 2-3 zone, and the Streaks throw it away. Not sure where we were going with that pass. Now down court, they're on the run, and a layup up and in. Running the floor was Rachel Jackman, got behind the Streaks defense, and it's 4-0 Altamont.
Well, the Streaks better shake off whatever they've got going here early on, because they didn't recognize that first possession that it was a 2-3 zone, I don't think. And now finally they're in their zone offense.
This is Lauren Livingston out far on the left side. Fires a three-pointer. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to, let's see, Runge. Brooke Runge. Now inside down on the block it goes to Jackman. Jackman stepped out of bounds. It's right in front of the official. He didn't call it. Missed a shot. I mean, literally, she stepped. Her foot was way past the line. Okay.
Yeah, it says,
well, we already know how it goes here. But
it says green wave along the baseline about 6 inches off the end line.
Yeah, she was on the letter.
Nearly stepped on the letter.
Left wing Kaylee Miller thought about three. Kicks back out to Riley Jenkins. That high right side, Chelsea Stevenson. To the right baseline, Kaylee Miller down the right block. Lauren Livingston leans in up off the glass and got it. Good ball movement by the Streaks.
34, Lauren Livingston.
And it's now 4-2 Altamont. Just over 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. McManaway out high on the right side. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Ball knocked away and stolen by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, right side, one-on-two, leans in, lays it up and in. Nice job by Riley, blew right by the defender. Laid it up and in. We're tied at four. Now a turnover by Altamont. Guzzi trying to get it down low to Jackman, running the floor over through her, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way.
Well, it's clear their offensive strategy here against the Streaks is going to be to pound the ball inside, so Streaks have to be wary of that and be ready for the quick passes inside.
Nice pass from Riley Jenkins, bounce to Audrey Peck down on the right block, up and in, and make it 6-4 Streaks with her first lead. Looked like they switched maybe to a 1-2-2 zone down that time. This is Runge. Travel with the basketball. Drove in. I saw her fall. I missed the travel.
She pretty much just put the ball under her armpit, as the kids kind of do now. Yeah. And then when she hit the ground again, she slid along the floor and ultimately went down. So
first substitutions of the game are Lita Brown and Cadence Leidekin, as Audrey Peck and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. This is Kaylee Miller out high left side. Looking over the defense, now gets to Cadence Leidick near the top of the key. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins. And what are they? Are they in a man-to-man now?
It looks like they're a man-to-man now.
Now they switch to a man. And now Streaks have recognized that. Cadence out high on the right side with it. Bounces for Lauren Livingston, top of the key, left wing. Kaylee Miller. Kaylee passes to Riley, top of the key. Nice look underneath to Lauren Livingston. Drives in, little runner up, and missed it. Rebound comes down to Allison Hardick. That was a nice pass from Riley. And another travel miss, but ball gets knocked away by Lauren Livingston, and Kaylee Miller comes away with it for the Streaks. And I think Kaylee just double dribbled. That's okay if you're not going to call the travel there. I mean, I think these officials just want to get through the games. And this is the same crew that did the game before. Now Lauren Livingston for three from the left corner, missed it. Rebound is kicked by the Altamont player. Now she's on the floor.
Timeout.
And I talked with my friend about this, who's an official, the other day, and you have to have clear possession. Did she?
I would say she did.
30-second timeout called by Altamont head coach Katie Lurkins. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games and drive a really, really nice Nissan Maxima. In fact, this is the one we got to drive up to Sterling last Thursday, a week ago. But the great thing right now at Galesburg Nissan, year-end savings event, the year-end sales event going on right now, and they got lots and lots of great deals. In fact, it's not only on the 2019, but they have to get rid of the 2019s because they got more 2020s coming in. So there's also great deals on the 2020s right now that they have, and also you get a chance to beat the Illinois vehicle sales tax increase and save a lot. 2020 Nissan Murano's save over $6,000, but also along with that you get 0% financing. You get both. 2020 Nissan Rogue, save $3,000 plus 0% for 5 years. You don't have to choose. You get both of those. Galesburg Nissan year-end sales event. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. This is Hardick. Down to the right corner goes, and a nice pass over the top to Jackman. Get the shot up and in. Jackman's got all six of Altamont's points.
Well, they do a good job of posting up, and nice work with their bodies, her and Hardick. And the Streaks are going to have to recognize and probably bring a backside defender.
Kaylee Miller for three for the left wing. Good. That's the first three of the ball game, and the Streaks retake the lead. 9-6, 3:42 to play here in the first quarter. Right side, this is Hardick with it. Puts it on the floor. Gives way to Jackman. So Jackman, like you said, does a nice job. She comes out, handles the ball, goes down, posts up. On the dribble, this is Runge with it. Gives way to Hardick. Now it's McManaway. McManaway on the dribble, left side. And Runge lost the handle on it.
Well, Stevenson,
and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Fifth turnover for Altamont.
Arlita Brown checks back in. Cadence Leidick back in. Chelsea Stevenson, Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Out high left side, it's Chelsea Stevenson. Two Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Now it's Arlita Brown. Two Audrey Peck out high. Left wing, Riley Jenkins drives baseline. Pulls up with a little run.
Nice
rolls around and through. Nice move by
Riley Jenkins.
Yeah, good job by Riley right there. She saw the advantage that nobody was looking at her, and she was able to get by her defender on the baseline, took it all the way in, and hit that jumper, that floater.
Now a three out high on the right side. That was Jackman. So Jackman has still all of their points. That time a three. She's posted up the other time, got one on the run.
She came in with an average of 12 points per game. She has a high on the season, though, of 26. Thank you to the Altamont official scorer getting us those numbers.
Now she just came up with a steal, so the Streaks turn it over. And this is Guzzi with it. Left wing three-pointer up by Runge is good.
That's
two in a row.
For
so a couple of threes in a row now, and Altamont has taken the lead 12-11 with 2:09 to play here in the first quarter. Cadence Leidekow high on the right side for the Streaks. Now it's Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Cadence on the right wing.
Arlie's got to be careful. She just chucked Jackman out of her way.
Now Cadence pulls up with a 15-footer right wing. Bounces off no good. Rebound fought for. And Jackman's able to knock it away from Arlie to Brown. And Runge comes away with it. Or excuse me, it's Guzzi for Altamont.
Who shot that for the Streaks?
Cadence.
Thank you.
Now shot up and no good by Runge that time. Cadence Leiter comes away with a rebound. Cadence has it on the right wing. Now gets to our leader, Brown, top of the key. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins. Now it's Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea penetrates, kicks back to Cadence on the right wing.
Streaks got recognized. They had two people posted up in the same spot.
They do a good job of switching up their defenses, and the problem is the Streaks are having trouble recognizing each time.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like now they're in a matchup zone.
Riley, hesitation dribble on the baseline, kicks out to Audrey Peck, 10-footer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hardick for Altamont. That was one I think Riley probably should have taken that shot. She had it open on the baseline. This is Runge. Oh, nice look underneath to the right side to McManaway. Missed the shot. Wow, my goodness.
And that was a rebound by Jackman. She went back up, all ball on the blocked shot. Instead, we're going to get a foul called against.
He said.
Yeah, it wasn't against the Indians.
Yeah, he said 20. When yeah, Kaylee Miller's not out there.
I think it was on Arlita, but I'm not 100%
yeah,
sure.
I think she was the closest one. That's what I thought.
Now he's talking to the scores table. I'll let them decide.
Silver Streaks, number 42.
Oh, now they're going to give it to Audrey Peck just because, well, the official was guessing because he didn't know.
Yeah, he had no clue because Arlita wasn't the one that swung at the ball. She was on the other side of Jackman.
Because he indicated 20 initially, and we didn't have a 20 on the floor at that point. First substitution for Altamont is Remington Miller. Kaylee Miller back in for the Streaks. Second shot is up and good.
14 Miller and 40
for Jackman.
He's got 11 of their 14 points.
Chelsea Stevenson, 18-footer from the right baseline, too strong. Audrey Peck's guys for the rebound, leans in, goes across the baseline, now gives to Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller, back to Audrey. Now it's Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Now it's Lauren Livingston with it to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. Back out high to Riley Jenkins. Now Chelsea Stevenson between the circles, right wing Kaylee Miller. Her coach is pretty active, too, on the sideline there up. And
well, she knows there's only 20 seconds left, so she's trying to get this one last defensive stop.
And Riley just threw it away. Yeah, well, she had almost traveled with it and now was bothersome defensively. 7 seconds now to play. Now 5, Chelsea Stevenson on the run. Pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it. And the rebound comes away to Hardick. She traveled, no call. Boy, weird end to the quarter. We have played
after
one quarter of basketball. It is
Altamont
14, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business. At Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Mattoon High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Altamont Indians 14-11. Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter. Kayla Miller inbounds to Riley Jenkins, and Altamont comes out. Looks like they're going to play.
I think this is man-to-man.
Yeah, man this time. Oh, nice backdoor pass. Riley Jenkins to Audrey Peck down on the right block. Audrey lays it up and in. That's her second basket, and make it 14-13.
They're definitely trying to overplay ball side wherever the Streaks have the ball. That's why that's set up so nicely. They got the back, Streaks got the backside screen, and Audrey was wide open then behind the defense.
Hardick with it. Right wing goes to Runge. Runge penetrates.
Oh, what in the world?
On. Are you kidding me? Well, I don't know why we're surprised. We've seen it here before. There were,
oh my God.
A very clean block. She barely even got a piece of the ball, honestly. So Audrey picked up her second foul.
The bodies weren't close.
No,
and
no.
It was clear she had all ball on the block.
So Runge makes the first free throw. Wow. That was something.
Well, and it was such a late whistle, too. The ball had already been hit the floor by the time he blew it.
Second shot up and good, and make it 16-13. Little choke and full court pressure. Riley brings it across. Gives way to Lauren Livingston on the left wing. Now Chelsea Stevenson in the center circle. Out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Down to Audrey Peck on the right block. She got pushed from behind, no call. And now we're going to have a jump ball. Hardick pushed her from behind. And it was Jackman came from the other side and tied her up.
You know, the scoreboard attributed that timeout in the first quarter to the Streaks.
That's no surprise either.
Yeah.
Just the way things go here. Always, when we come down here, the officiating always reminds me of Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Now a near turnover, but Streaks didn't get to the ball.
Yeah, I don't think that the Streaks defenders knew the ball was even loose. And that's the second time Altamont's done that, too, Tom. It's kind of weird. Like, the ball's bouncing loose, and the post players are just screening the defenders off instead of going for the basketball.
This is Runge, top of the key.
Oh, we got a moving screen on Jackman.
Wow.
Sixth turnover of the game for the Indians.
We'll take that one. 6.5 minutes to play first half. Streaks trail 16-13. Back in for Altamont, Ellie McManaway. She replaces Miller. So the Streaks will reset against the Altamont man-to-man. Kaylee Miller out high right side, top of the key, goes right, gives to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline, 19-footer up. Shoo, bounces, uses all the rim and falls off. And the ball's going to go back to the Streaks. Well, he started to point this way, then pointed back the other way. Lauren Livingston was there along with McManaway. Yeah. He says it went off McManaway last.
He was going to give it to Altamont, changed his mind. Riley didn't see Lauren right in front of her.
And then finally got it to her, and Lauren had to do a nice spin move and put it up off the glass. Got it, and the foul. First foul in the basketball game on Altamont.
Pretty much the entire Streak bench and all the Streak players on the floor started screaming at Riley finally to get the ball to Lauren, who had a good post-up position.
So Lauren made the shot. McManaway picks up the foul, and Lauren's free throw is too strong. Rebound comes down to Hardick.
So now back the other way and taking it. You know, Runge has hit the floor almost every time she's handled the ball.
Down to the right block. Hardick had the shot blocked by Audrey Peck, and Riley Jenkins comes away with the rebound. Kaylee Miller, left wing, fires a three. And a travel. Yeah, then maybe I didn't see. Did she shuffle before as she was trying to set? Because she's trying to go without a bounce. She caught it and turned, and I don't know.
I didn't see it either, but not much of a reaction from Kaylee, so quite possibly she shuffled there.
5:51 to play first half. Streaks trail 16-15. This is Guzzi with it, being hounded by Cadence Leidick. I don't know how he didn't get a five call on that.
Well, he didn't even start counting. No. I don't think he realizes that. He stops counting the moment. Now we got traveled from the same official down at this time.
That's interesting.
I didn't see the travel down here either.
Well, okay, I guess we're not the recipient of all the bad calls.
Riley's going to get annoyed here real quick as Miller's going to pick her up full court.
Right wing, Caden Slidick with it. Fakes, penetrates, gets inside, pulls up with a 10-footer. No good. Rebound kept alive and goes to the floor. Lily Hudgens in there for the streaks, but outrun by Runge for Altamont. Right wing, it goes to McManaway. Out high right side, this is Runge. Runge on the dribble to McManaway on the right corner.
Coach Massey can't be happy right now. The streaks are getting beat to every loose ball.
Yeah. Guzzi on the dribble right side.
I don't think he was too pleased there because they let Runge hold the ball, and then nobody even closed off on her, so she was able to get the pass to avoid having to get up from her knees.
This is Runge with it over the top to Hardick. She turns and lays it up and in.
They had that set up the whole way, and when the streaks see that, somebody's got to drop down and get the backside because they set that one up for a few seconds before the pass was made.
Lily Hudgens for three, right wing, too strong. Rebound comes down to McManaway. For Altamont. That was Hardick's first basket.
Yeah. She came in as their leading scorer, coming in at 17 points a game. Oh, now we're going to get a hold call on Lauren.
They were both doing the exact same thing.
Better
job. And that pass wasn't going to get, there was nowhere close anyway.
No. Better job, though, by Arlita, though. She saw the pass going to come and she slid underneath.
So Lauren kind of leaning back on Hardick. She had her pushed under the basket. And that's kind of where they start. She didn't push her that way, but she was leaning into her. They were kind of leaning on each other. But you know which way that call is going to go. 4:20 to play first half. 18-15 is the Altamont lead. This will be Guzzi to inbound from the right baseline. Oh, bounces down the left block to Jackman.
Is that a bounce? Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Good call. Wasn't sure he's going to make the correct call.
You know, what they need to watch is every time Jackman sets a screen, she moves her arms out to try to push the defender off, and that's a moving screen. She got called for it once. She just did it again there on the inbounds set. And as Arlita pushes off on Runge down at the other end.
And it's going both ways. Oh, nice backdoor pass from Riley to Arlita. Missed a shot. There's Audrey Peck with a rebound. Couldn't hit the putback. Gets another one and kicks it out to Chelsea Stevenson. It's going to go into the backcourt, though. The ball was going one way. Chelsea was going the other way. Good hustle on the offensive glass by Audrey Peck, but the streaks turn it over here with under 4 minutes to play. But, you know, one of the things I see, part of why it's happening, because they're letting him do a lot of hand check and pushing, like I said, on the picks and all that they're not calling all those things. This is Guzzi on the dribble and hit Jackman in the head with a pass, and it happened to bounce right to McManaway. Now Guzzi's got it back again out between the circles. Guzzi spins in the paint, rolls right down the middle, missed the shot. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Now Riley's on the run for the streaks across midcourt. Top of the key, free throw line, stops, 15-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hardick for Altamont, gives way to Guzzi. 3:20 to play first half, 18-15 Altamont. Right wing, wide open three for Guzzi is good. That's her third of the game.
For 34, Mary Guzzi.
And they get 21-15 Altamont. Now Audrey Peck down on the right block from Chelsea Stevenson up off the glass and in. Six for Audrey, 21-17. Now Streaks got a break there as Guzzi overthrew Jackman. She had her going to the basket. She beat the Streaks and had her going to the basket, but they overthrew her, so the Streaks get it back on the Altamont turnover.
Nine turnovers now for Altamont.
Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. 21-17 is the Altamont lead. This is Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline to Audrey Peck.
Oh, Chelsea's wide open going in the lane.
Now she's got it on the right baseline, fires from on top of the three-point arc, short. Rebound, Laura Livingston going up for it, and bounce to hit the rim again. This is Runge, left side, McManaway, 17-footer in and out, no good. Rebound, Audrey Peck for the streaks. I think Audrey might have got away with the travel on the rebound there. I think she took an extra step. Riley, Kaylee Miller, left wing for three, good! A high arcing three-pointer for Kaylee Miller. That's her second of the game, and make it 21-20 Altamont.
Ooh, it's almost another turnover. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at some point here, Tom, to see Coach Massey put that full court press on because this Altamont team is pretty bad at handling the basketball. Oh, what? No!
Kaylee Miller just got called.
She got called for double dribble because
she stole the ball.
What happened was the ball came to her on an overthrow. It went off her hand, and then she picked it up and started dribbling with it.
Yeah, she didn't bounce it. It hit her. Full timeout. We'll take one as well, and that's called by Altamont. It's Altamont 21, Galesburg 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The newly updated kitchen adds a modern flair to the two-story house on Willard Street that's for sale by owner. Stainless steel appliances, tile backsplash. Check out everything this house has to offer. Go to galesburg.info and click on keyword FISBO.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
2:10 to play in the first half. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Altamont Indians 21-20. It'll be Altamont basketball off of the Galesburg steal, but then the called double dribble.
Yeah.
So when it, you know, there are some situations that's similar to that that it actually happens and they don't seem to call it, but that's
right.
Not what happened. Kaylee didn't actually catch it
and drop it.
It just bounced right off her hand.
It was an overthrow that came right at her.
And now Jackman on the inbound gets behind the defense, lays it up and in.
After 11 points in the first quarter, that's her first basket of the second quarter.
23-20 Altamont with under 2 minutes to play in the half. Kaylee Miller, left baseline. Riley Jenkins fires a three. Good! That's her first of the game, third for the Streaks. And we are tied at 23. This is Guzzi with it out high left side. Jackman between the circles. Hands off to Runge. Runge trying to direct some traffic, and he's not even got the five count going. I don't understand.
I don't think he understands that you can call a five count when they dribble.
Now Jackman lost a dribble, and we've got a tie-up, and it's possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice job by Lauren Livingston. Hardick's going to check back in for Altamont, and who's back in for the Streaks? So Arlita Brown in. She'll give Audrey Peck a break with 1:25 to play. Audrey's got two fouls also. That's probably why Coach got her out here maybe to end the first half. Although she's been a go-to offensive weapon for the Streaks.
Riley cracks me up. She's hand-playing with Miller, who's trying to guard her all over the floor and kept putting her hands on her, so Riley was spatting her hands away.
Now Riley's got lost the pass on the left baseline. Pass was a little bit in front of her. And the Streaks turn it over with 1:14 to play.
Miller just a freshman. So. Yeah, right. Riley there just getting a little nonchalant, trying to catch that ball, tried to pull it in with just one arm, needs to go up and make sure she grabs it.
This is Runge with the top of the key. Out high right side to McManaway. Bounces for Guzzi. Out high left side. Guzzi now between the circles. Gives way to Runge. With 54 seconds play. Over the top, tried to get it to Jackman and overthrew her. Nice job fronting by Lauren Livingston and Arlita Brown.
Good job by Arlita. She called for help before the pass got there. So that indicated Lauren to start sinking down underneath.
47 seconds to play. Streaks and Indians tied at 23. Kaylee Miller out between the circles. Gives out high left side to Riley Jenkins. Swing it over to Lauren Livingston, right wing. She's going to fire the three. Got it! Wow. Rattle that one home. First one for Lauren. Fourth of the ball game for the Streaks. And Galesburg has a 26-23 lead with 27 seconds to play.
Yeah, Lauren's always got a great-looking shot. And right there, she was ready to shoot. She kind of jab-stepped in to get the defense off of her and then nailed it.
Now Guzzi for three, right wing. No good. Lauren with a rebound. 15 seconds to play. Down court to Riley Jenkins on the wing. Riley puts on the floor, penetrates, kicks out to Kaylee Miller for three, left wing. Good! That's her third of the ball game. 29-23, 2 seconds to play. Runge stops and fires from the volleyball spike line, way short. We have played one half of basketball. Good end of the half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It is Galesburg 29, Altamont 23. All right, good run there to end the half for the Galesburg.
Riley, I think, got away with a foul there on that last shot.
I know. Who was it? Runge was looking at the officials. After
well, so was Riley because she thought it was coming because Riley clearly hit her on the hand when she went up for the shot.
And just like everybody else in the gym, instead of watching the player, the official was watching the shot, watching the ball go toward the basket. All right, well, the Streaks lead here at halftime, 29-23. We'll come back with our halftime report rundown of halftime stats and more. Halftime scoreboard as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
My dad was fantastic. My mom always said I always put him on a pedestal.
Becky Simpson's father was as tough as they come, a retired offshore oil worker and world traveler. When he found out he was terminally ill, Becky and her sister contacted Dennis Landon at Hinchliffe Pearson West in Abingdon to discuss her father's final plans.
Finally, he said, "That's it, I'm done." I said, "Dad, the choice is yours." And as heartbreaking as it is, you know, I have to stand behind him.
Becky's father passed away while she was in Louisiana at her niece's graduation.
I was just like, "I need to be there. I need to get this done and this done." And Dennis is like, "Becky, don't worry about it." He said, "Everything will be taken care of." He brought Dad home and he faxed the papers to my brother so we could get him cremated and start the ball rolling. He took care of everything. Dennis is fantastic. He has everybody's heart on his sleeve.
Let Hinchliffe Pearson West lovingly care for every detail in Galesburg and Abingdon, because your life matters.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Mattoon High School for the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A nice run to end the half. In fact, they outscored Mattoon 18-9 in that second quarter. And the Streaks lead 29-23. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Coming up a little bit later today, the girls, of course, will take on the Tigers from Alney. I just like to say Alney. What, in East Richland?
Yes,
East Richland County. And so we'll take on Alney at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That game will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And actually, I thought, well, it's not a 4 o'clock start. It's a 4:30 start. So I was wrong about that, 4:30 start. So we'll take the air right around 4:10. Meanwhile, the boys will open up play at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. They will play at 4 o'clock, 3:40 pregame here on WGIL. They will take on the Gray Ghosts from Chillicothe IVC to open that tournament. And then they just have the one game today. Then tomorrow morning, the girls will be back at it. They'll take on St. Anthony from Effingham at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll be here for the pregame at 9:40 on WGIL, followed by the boys taking on Mount Zion over at Taylorville. 11:40 pregame, noon tip-off for that one. And then the other game tomorrow for the girls depends on what happens in these first three games. We don't know what time we'll play until we're through with that game. So we'll find out at that point. Then the boys' second game tomorrow, they will take on the host Taylorville at 8:30 tomorrow night, 8:10 pregame, and 8:30 tip here on WGIL. So that's what the scoreboard looks like. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 29-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies with areas of fog. Temperatures continuing to fall down to a low of 29 tonight under cloudy skies. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 43. 50-50 chance of rain overnight tomorrow night, low 36. Rain likely Saturday, high 58. Rain also on Sunday with a high down to 50. Right now we're down to 38 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Get your post-Christmas activity started this afternoon when the Galesburg boys basketball team heads to Taylorville. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me as the Streaks battle IBC 340 pregame on WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Altamont Indians 29-23. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. We'll start off scoring-wise for the Streaks. Pretty balanced attack. Kaylee Miller led the way with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 7 points for Riley Jenkins on a couple of twos and a three. 7 points for Lauren Livingston on a couple of twos and a three. She was 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Audrey Peck with 6 points on three baskets. Streaks with the one free throw attempt, 0-for-1 from the line. And they hit 5 three-pointers in the first half. It was Rachel Jackman leading the way for Altamont with 13 points. 11 of those came in the first quarter. She had a 3, 4 twos, and she was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Brooke Runge on a 3 and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Mary Guzzi on a 3, 2 points for Allison Hardick on a basket. Altamont with 3 three-pointers in the first half. They were 4-for-4 from the free throw line. The team, the Streaks were down 14-11 at the end of the first quarter. And then they turned around and outscored Altamont 18-9 in that second quarter. A nice run toward the end of the quarter to end the half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. One of the things I noticed, and we'll talk more about this with Eric in just a bit, I looked to me, Altamont obviously doesn't have a very deep bench. They only have put in one substitute. I thought they looked like they were getting a little bit tired at times because they were trying to, they were trying to bother Kaylee Miller by guarding her all over the floor. But it looked to me that at times they were kind of gassed down because they played really good defense, but they just seemed to be a little bit gassed at times, I thought.
Well, I think part of it is not only that, but they're working real hard at the offensive end because the Streaks are really leaning on them. And they're not letting them get the ball easily into the post, which I think is difficult. That I think plays into it. And like I talked about, I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Massey at some point come out in a full-court press here because I think it will throw this Altamont team. And, that's just judging. They go into the half, 12 turnovers. The Streaks have turned the ball over 7 times. 15 rebounds for Altamont, 11 for the Streaks. Both teams, 4 rebounds apiece offensively. Altamont shooting it well, 8 of 20 from the field, but they're not getting a lot of shots up, 3 of 6 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, are sizzling from downtown, 5 of 8, 12 of 25 overall.
Our halftime stats again brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Altamont with the basketball to start the second half. This is Runge. Dribbles left, guarded by Riley Jenkins. They don't now. He's starting the five count. Oh, Riley with a steal. Nice job by Riley Jenkins. One on two. Riley crosses over. Stops, pulls back out. Hesitation. Now down the baseline. And got hammered. No call.
Oh, but got it in. Shot.
How do you not call the foul, though?
My God, I don't even know how she got that in. Riley's got nine.
Riley doesn't look super strong, but she has one of the stronger bodies that on this team.
As a Jackman gets back the other way, puts it up and in. She's got 15, and it's 31-25 streaks. Riley, top of the key, kicks to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Dribbles right. Lauren stopped to the right elbow and got the ball knocked away. Able to run it down herself. Gives to Chelsea Stevens, and now back to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Out high left side, Lauren Livingston with it. Gets to Riley going down the middle of the paint, and she has to kick it back out to Chelsea. Right baseline, long two is no good. Rebound gets tapped, and Runge comes away with it for Altamont.
Well, Riley was open for a brief second, but she was going inside where there was four defenders right in the proximity. That's probably not a pass you want to make.
Runge missed the shot, but got her own rebound. Kicks out to Guzzi, top of the key. She penetrates.
Double dribble.
She double dribbled, and she bounced it and then grabbed it and bounced it again. They didn't call it. The shot was missed, and Audrey Peck got the rebound. It's unbelievable.
I just don't know what they're watching.
I know. I don't know how you miss. I mean, just some basic rules here. Oh, nice backdoor pass. So shot blocked. And now Jackman gets called for foul. I don't know that maybe got her with a body. But it was a nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston. And Jackman gets called for the foul.
Yeah, I would argue that looked like a clean block. Because yeah, Jackman came across. And Audrey had the ball up high. But Jackman got a little higher.
So Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line with two shots. Audrey with 6 points in the game. First foul on Jackman. That's only the second team foul on Altamont this game. First shot up and no good. Streaks 0 for 2 from the line.
And she's got them both, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. No. Lauren missed one. Lauren had the opportunity for the three-point play.
No. I meant fouls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No, the other one went against McManaway.
Oh.
As Audrey hits the second one.
I had her for two. The scoreboard has her for two as
oh,
well.
Oh, really? Okay, I must have been wrong. I thought maybe it might have been a case where McManaway was the one there and they called it on somebody else.
Oh, McManaway's got foul too.
Okay.
So there must be three
fouls. Oh, okay.
Fouls.
Okay. Over the top, they get inside to Jackman. Somehow she came away with the ball, bounced it, and now goes out to Guzzi.
She hasn't left the lane.
And Guzzi misses the three-pointer. Riley Jenkins with the rebound, but it got knocked away, and it goes into the backcourt and picked up by Guzzi for Altamont.
Jackman was in the lane the entire possession there. Not one person started counting, and we're going to get a foul on.
Okay, that whistle was about the time of the travel. Who's the foul going to go against?
I thought I saw somebody grab her arm after she made her hop step.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
First foul on Chelsea Stevenson. So who else do they have for a foul?
McManaway and the two for Jackman. That's
two for Jackman, okay.
Yep.
First free throw for Runge is up and good.
I don't think we want to get into a free throw shooting contest with this team, as they're now 5 for 5.
Yeah, I guess they don't have a team, but they're all the starters hit pretty well. And she hits both. 6 for 6, 32-27, streaks with the lead. Under 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Riley Jenkins, back door to Lauren Livingston. Lauren fakes, Stearns, puts it up off the glass, missed it. Rebound comes down to Hardick for Altamont. Ooh, got to have those.
Yeah, Lauren's got a great move in there where she fakes and then spins and puts it up with like a little baby fadeaway, but she just hasn't gotten to the point of being extremely consistent with it yet.
This is Jackman, right elbow, kicks back top of the key. Guzzi, she'll go down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey with the rebound. That was a nice block by Audrey.
Yeah, she blocked it off the backboard, and so it was easy for her to get the rebound.
Riley goes left baseline, leans in, got fouled, no call, and the ball's going to go off of the streaks, but they're going to give it back to us anyway. Both either Riley or Audrey knocked it out.
I think this guy down on the baseline is just a 50-50 gamble on which way he's going to point.
Riley to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Audrey Peck out high on the left side. Back to Riley on the baseline. She'll fire the three. That's off the mark. And the rebound comes down on the weak side to Guzzi for Altamont with just over 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Streaks still with a 32-27 lead.
Coach Massey should have petitioned to just stay at the other end of the floor with how well we were shooting the three down there. 5 of 8. For a while there, it didn't look like we could miss.
Hardick kicks back out to Guzzi. Back to Hardick at the right elbow, down the right side of the lane. Nice move. Blocked by Audrey Peck. Wow, what a great defensive play again by Audrey Peck. And she comes away with a rebound. Bill Russell would have loved those last two plays by Audrey Peck.
Lauren Livingston, left wing for three. No good. Bounces off too strong. Oh, you're going to call a foul on that.
Gosh.
Kaylee Miller and Jackman going after the loose ball after the rebound. And I would argue
that Kaylee got the worst of it because she got the ball in the face.
Wow.
I don't even think she touched Jackman.
And she got called for the foul. That's her first. Cadence Leidick checks back in. Arlita Brown in as well.
I actually thought Kaylee did a really nice job of trying to avoid contact there. So I thought there was going to be no foul call. And then the ball bounced away. It was going to probably go back to Altamont anyways. It was headed out of bounds.
This is Miller for Altamont. Right wing kicks out to Jackman. She'll fire the three and got it.
Jeez.
Wow. That's a 3-20, Rachel Jackman.
That's her second of the game. She's got 18. Make it 32-30 streaks. Now that was Lily Hudgens from the left wing. Was that a three-point attempt? Okay.
Luckily,
down below, it's hard to see right below where we're at here.
Luckily for the streaks, though, potential run out there for Miller, and she, instead of running it out one-on-one with Riley, she decided to pull it back out.
Runge, right wing, now splits the defender. Travel, then laid it up and in. How do you not call that travel? I could split the defender if I'm able to take an extra step.
Like, she literally stopped and then slid forward. I just don't know what they're watching.
You got through the defenders, and she already picked up her dribble. Wow. Okay, we're tied at 32. Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. And it comes to Arlita Brown. Back to Riley on the baseline. Kicks it out to Cadence Leidick from the right elbow. 15-footer bounces off, no good. Hardick away with a rebound for Altamont. 3.5 to play, third quarter. We're tied at 32. And Hardick just carried the ball, and you should see the entire streaks fan section up on that one. No call. The official's right there. Now this is Jackman, another high arcing three. Missed that one badly. Runge had the rebound go off her hands. Now Arlita Brown rips it away. Lily Hudgens with it. Nice job. Lily dribbled out of some trouble there. Brings it down. Gives to Lauren Livingston, left baseline. Nice fake by Lauren. Drives baseline. Gets knocked to the floor.
And Jackman gets
Jackman's
called for a
third foul.
That was a clean block, too.
So Lauren Livingston's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Lauren with 7 points in the game.
It just seems like if you take the ball to the basket right now and anything happens, it's a foul. So,
wow. So Lauren at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. That's a streak, just their second make from the line here this afternoon. 8 for Lauren. Make it 33-32 streaks lead. Kaylee Miller back in for the streaks. Chelsea Stevenson. Also Riley Jenkins, Arlita Brown, and Lauren Livingston on the floor. Unfortunately, I know Coach Massey's going to need to give Riley a break at some point because she looks like she's been a little bit winded a couple times as well, kind of bending over holding the shorts at some point. But you kind of want her in there for the ball handling. But we're also going to have a short turnaround before the next game. But you got to worry about winning this one, though, too. Second shot, no good. Audrey Peck back in.
Well, I'd almost be tempted to do what Coach Lurkins has done with Miller and just put Rivas in there and make her chase somebody around for a while.
Now Chelsea Stevenson blocks the shot of Guzzi. Guzzi gets her own rebound, though. Top of the key goes to McManaway. She's been out for quite a while. Now it's to Runge, top of the key. Kind of funny. Runge's out there doing this head fake that I'm guessing girls in her conference go for, and Riley's just standing there with her hand in her face just waiting for her to make a move. Over the top to Hardick. She puts it up and in. Nice pass for Guzzi to Hardick.
If they get space, it's tough to guard her and Jackman.
Riley Jenkins gives to Kaylee Miller, left baseline for three, missed that one. Audrey Peck with a rebound, but Hardick took it away. Gives way to Runge. Runge down to the right baseline to McManaway. Inside it goes to Hardick. Little baby hook, missed it, and might have been partially blocked by Audrey Peck. I don't know if she got a piece or not. 2:04 to play, now a whistle and a timeout
call.
Good
timeout call here by Coach Massey.
Coach Massey with 2:04 to play. Is this a full or a third?
I would assume it's a full. No.
He's keeping them here.
That kind of surprises me because with how hard you, like you said about Riley playing and Lauren, I'm kind of surprised he's not taking a full here just to give them a breather.
2:04 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 34-33. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Right now, the Galesburg Nissan year-end sales event is going on. And, man, they got some great deals, and they've got they got to make room on their lot. So they're giving you great deals. And, plus, you got that incentive of beating the new Illinois sales tax increase and the whole thing with your trade-in, depending on the value of that. Get it done before the new year. You got a little less than a week to get that done, and Galesburg Nissan will take care of you. They've got some great deal, not only on the new 2019s, but a lot of the new 2020s as well. Plus, every vehicle they sell that's a 2014 or newer comes with their exclusive no-gimmicks lifetime powertrain warranty. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Under two to play. Now they got a five call. Nope. And, had Arlita Brown open back door, overthrew her a little bit.
Oh, good idea coming out of the timeout there. They were to take advantage of the overplay by the defense, but unfortunately the pass was a little bit too far out in front of Arlita.
This is Guzzi. Gives way to Runge. She'll bring it across. Left of the center circle. Out high right side to Hardick. Pass over the top, knocked away by Arlita Brown, and it's going to go back to Altamont.
Interesting there. They decided they were going to post up McManaway, and you've got Hardaway on the floor, Hardick on the floor.
And that's who the pass came from.
Right.
But
she's the one I'm posting up, not McManaway.
Absolutely. Runge drives another block shot for Audrey Peck. Now a second block by, I think, Arlita. I think Arlita's going to get a call for the foul. Yep, that is the foul on Arlita Brown, and that's her first.
Arlita or Audrey's fourth block of the quarter.
At the line at number 10, McManaway.
Is that what, two team fouls for the Streaks in this half? Is that what that says? That's not right, is it?
That's what it says.
Okay. First free throw up and good for McManaway. Make it 35-33. Altamont with 1:35 to play here in the third quarter. Elliot McManaway at the free throw line. Second shot up and good.
Yeah, we do not want to get in a situation where we have to foul this team. Streaks need a lead going down the stretch here.
8 for 8 from the line so far for Altamont. Riley down the left side of the lane, leans in. High, missed it. Audrey Peck has a rebound go off of her hand. Now it's tapped away by Caden
Travel.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Streaks are going to get it back.
Miller was playing volleyball with it and running down the floor with it, and she finally lost it out of bounds, so the Streaks will bring it back the other way.
I thought she had it in her hands long enough at one point, and then got knocked back out of her hands.
Yeah. Riley Jenkins with it to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee, top of the key, drives right. Kicks out to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Penetrates. Cadence puts up the 10-footer short. Kaylee with a rebound up off the glass and in. Good hustle on the offensive glass. 11 for Kaylee Miller. Make it 36-35. Altamont with a minute to play in the third. Hardick on the dribble gives to Guzzi right wing. Guzzi picks up, and this is Runge with it. Runge kicks over to Guzzi on the right baseline. Back to Runge. Trying to post up. Back out to Guzzi for three. Missed it. But the rebound comes out long to Runge. Runge puts it up. Missed the shot. Rebound comes out long. And Lauren Livingston comes away with it. Gets knocked away from behind by McManaway. It's going to be Streaks basketball. Oh, he almost pointed it. He had to. Are you kidding me? The official had to look back at the other official. It happened right in front of him. It obviously got knocked out of bounds by McManaway. And he had to turn around to look at the other official who said, no, it's still going that way. Maybe he's asking him what he wanted to call.
Yeah.
Kaylee Miller inbound from far out on the left baseline. And it comes to Audrey Peck, top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins has it with 33 seconds to play in the quarter. Right wing, Audrey Peck to Lauren Livingston out high right side. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Audrey Peck in the paint got pushed from behind but couldn't hang on to the ball anyway. And Guzzi comes up with a steal.
The unfortunate thing here, Tom, is the Streaks have not taken advantage of Jackman being out of the game. She's been out with those three fouls, and Streaks have not made any much headway. I mean, they've climbed within a point.
10 seconds to play. Audrey Peck knocks the ball away, but Guzzi gets it back with 6 seconds to play on the right wing.
I don't think she knows how much time's left.
And now I thought she just threw it out of bounds. They're going to say Kaylee tapped
it? Yeah, they're going to say.
Okay.
And here comes Jackman into the game. Got to be alert for her. She obviously can hit from downtown, but she's probably more dangerous from inside. And right now they're going to set up a two-man game, it looks like, with Jackman and Hardaway.
And nobody's guarding Jackman. Okay, I guess Lauren Livingston going over that way. 2.7 to play. The inbound from in front of their own bench on the near sideline. And a whistle.
Oh, she went over.
Wow, violation. She actually stepped. Oh, or was it a warning against the Streaks? No. Oh, my gosh. He gave the Streaks a warning. Kaylee was nowhere near the line on that one.
Well, and on top of it, time clicked off, which shouldn't have happened.
No.
She didn't get the shot off in time.
Wow. All right. Wow. Okay, we played three quarters. It is Altamont 36, Galesburg 35. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back at Mattoon High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They are trailing 36-35. Taylor Miller inbound. And Streaks got to find somebody. Finally gets it into Riley. Riley Jenkins gives to Lauren Livingston. Left baseline, 17-footer, just off the mark. It was right. Perfect angle on it. We thought it was going to go in just a little bit long.
Streaks just have got to find somebody that can hit a shot from down here. Only two field goals that last quarter.
This is Jackman with it, top of the key. She's in there with three fouls. Now Hardick stops, top of the key, right wing, goes to McManaway, kicks it out to Runge. Runge penetrates to the free throw line, dumps it down to Jackman.
Oh, that was a good
right
pass.
To her hand.
Yeah, that was a real good pass. Runge did a nice job on the run. She drew the defense and went up, and the defense all alerted to her. And instead of trying to take the shot, she just tried to drop it off to Jackman, who was underneath the defense, and Jackman wasn't ready for it.
Now Altamont comes out with full court pressure.
This should actually play well for the Streaks if they put.
Just kind of choking. Yep.
They're just trying to take. What they're trying to do is they're just trying to take Riley out of the game.
Now Riley gets DeLauren down on the right block. Missed the shot. It might have been blocked by McManaway. McManaway comes away with a rebound. Well, we got to have those. Like I said, I couldn't tell if it got blocked or not. Streaks trail 36-35, 7:04 to play in the ball game. Runge dribbles left down the left side of the lane, locks the handle on it, but Hardick goes right in her hand. She picks it up, and a late whistle. My goodness.
Be Audrey.
Audrey Peck picks up the foul.
That's her third?
Yep. The whistle. I don't know. He kind of waited to see if she missed the shot, I think. I don't know, but Hardick goes to the free throw line.
Well, she has not been to the stripe yet. In this game and on the season, she's a 61.9% free throw
shooter. And
hits
the first, so they're still perfect. High arcing shot there, 37-35. Altamont, 6:58 to play here in the ball game. Second shot, there's their first miss. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Try to bounce for Riley, and Miller got there and knocked it away.
Miller's just going to be draped all over. And the goal here is just to keep the ball out of Riley's hand. So realistically, they're going to do everything they can to keep the ball out of Riley's hands, so they've got to get to somebody else, and somebody else is going to have to bring the ball up.
Kaylee had it, bounces for Chelsea Stevens, and Chelsea drives the baseline, reverse, shot blocked, and the rebound comes down to Hardick.
Chelsea's got to know who's chasing her.
Yeah. Hardick with the block and the rebound.
10 rebounds now for Hardick.
Runge with it, top of the key to Jackman, fires a three, missed it. Runge flies in for the rebound. Back to Jackman. Down the middle of the lane. Nobody picked her up. She lays it up and in.
Again, by 20, Rachel Jackman.
Jackman having a big game. Make it 39-35, Altamont. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:19 to play. Altamont 39, Galesburg 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
6:19 to play in the ballgame at Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Altamont Indians 39-35. Tom Erdith there, Gibson Streaks for the basketball coming out of the full timeout by Coach Massey.
Streaks have got to find some offense here, Tom. Somebody else has to step up and hit some shots. The Streaks just have not found any groove at this end of the floor since they switched at halftime. They've only had two field goals in almost a quarter and 2 minutes. So it's got to be somebody else because they're trying to take Riley away.
Nice backdoor on the inbounds, and Chelsea couldn't get the shot to fall. Nice pass from Kaylee Miller. Chelsea put it up, but just a little bit short with it.
Chelsea having a tough afternoon from the field as she has yet to hit a shot in 7 attempts.
Right wing, this is McMahon away for Altamont. Penetrates to the right elbow, kicks out to Jackman. She goes down the right side lane, uncontested, and lays it up and in.
Well, Chelsea got stuck behind her, and then at that point there wasn't anything they were going to do. And, again, guarding Riley all over the floor, and another timeout by Coach Massey right before the ball got knocked away.
30-second timeout.
And it's going to be a 30 this time.
Charge to Galesburg.
41-35 is the Altamont lead. He also just got Caden Slidick up off the bench and into the ball game. So Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball coming up a little bit later this afternoon. The boys opening play over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament as they are taking on Chillicothe IVC. 4 o'clock tip-off, 3:40 pregame here on WGIL. The girls will play just shortly after that. They'll take on Olney. And we'll take there about 410. That'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. All right, still some business to take care of here with 5:48 to play here in the ball game. Streaks trailing 41-35. Kaylee Miller to inbound. She's in there with Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Caden Slidick, and Audrey Peck. Riley with it. She'll set the offense. Now gets to Lauren out high, top of the key. Audrey Peck, right side, it goes to Riley Jenkins, top of the Caden Slidick. Back to Riley. Streaks were looking for that back door, but they closed down on Audrey. Riley, left baseline with it, picks up, kicks out to Audrey Peck out high left side.
No, Audrey tried to float the ball inside. If you're going to put that ball inside to Lauren, you got to throw a bullet pass. Yeah. She tried to float it.
Yeah, and it was way short anyway. Runge with it out between the circles, out high right side. It goes to Hardick. Hardick on the dribble. She's a good Hardick, a really good athlete. Handles the ball. She can post up.
Her and Jackman.
Yeah. And they're going to hold on now. I mean, you might as well because they're not even going to start the 5 count most of the time anyway.
Right. They're still not counting.
Yeah.
Started counting when she passed the ball.
Now Jackman gets behind the defense, dribbles down the right side, puts it up and in.
I don't know that the Streaks have the defensive players. And another timeout by Coach Massey. I don't know that the Streaks have the defensive players right now to stay in front of Jackman and Hardick when they have one-on-one. So if they're going to do this, the Streaks might want to look at going to a zone, either a 1-2-2, a 1-3-1, or something of that nature.
4:49 to play. Streaks trail 43-35. We'll take a timeout here. It's a full timeout by Coach Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:49 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 43-35. Is that the biggest lead of the game for them?
Yeah.
And the Streaks will have it far side at midcourt. Kaylee Miller to inbound. She's in with Caden Slidick, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, and Audrey Peck. In the backcourt, it comes to Riley.
Now, they started to pull away a little bit there. They were up 21-15 in the second quarter, but then that's when the Streaks started barraging them with threes.
Riley with it to Kaylee Miller, left wing.
Oh, she's got to pull that.
Yeah, didn't pull the trigger on the three. Kicked it back out to Riley. Streaks taking their time here. Got to have a little urgency. Now Riley down the left side, leans in against Hardick. Missed the shot, but got her own rebound. Knocked to the floor. Can't hit the shot, though. Going to go against, I believe, Hardick. Nice job by Riley. No. Who'd they call it on? Was it Guzzi?
Coach Matt. Yeah. Coach Matthew's not happy. He thought it was 15.
Yeah,
I don't think it would have mattered much because it would have been her first as well. Yeah. But
Riley Jenkins at the free throw line hits the first.
Previous foul against 34 at Guzzi. That was her first, team four.
That's 10 for Riley. 43-36, 4:26 to play here in the ball game. Second shot up and short. Rebound comes down to Jackman, gives way to Runge. Down court, this is Guzzi, right baseline. Miller, that's the one we want shooting, and she missed it.
Oh, gosh.
The rebound. Boy, Kaylee tapped the rebound, went off the shoulder of Riley, right back into the hands of Altamont. Miller gives to Jackman in the paint. Kicks out to Hardick. Now it's Runge out near midcourt. Now it's Jackman with it.
See, I don't think they're all on the same page. They're not running out at the ball handlers.
Nope. Runge gives out high left side to Hardick. And there's sometimes on the switch, it's matchups the Streaks don't want. Runge to Hardick. Now it's Jackman out left of the center circle. They're content to run the clock till they find the easy back door, the opening, go to the basket. Ball knocked away by Riley Jenkins.
I'd be tempted, if I were Coach Massey here, I'd get somebody in for Audrey because Audrey's real slow coming out right now. I think she's gassed. Get somebody else in there that's going to be all chase. You're going to lose a lot of hype, but.
Lily Hudgens in. She'll give Kaylee Miller a break. 3:32 to play. Riley was over there rubbing her left knee, too. She's lifting her leg up like something. I don't know if she bumped knees with somebody, maybe, or. McManaway back in.
Ooh,
travel
no call.
Now gives it to Guzzi. Guzzi on the dribble. Back to Jackman. Jackman down the left side of the lane. Going to get another layup and got it.
Look at that 20, Rachel Jackman.
She's got 8 in the quarter.
Oh, they're definitely showing why they're 11-0.
26 for the game. Lauren Livingston. Left wing, Lily Hudgens. Out high goes to Audrey Peck. Now Riley Jenkins out between the circles. To Lauren Livingston, left wing. Fires a 3. Short, but she got fouled.
She's going to go against Runge.
Yep, that'll be her first. So that's going to be 3 free throws for Lauren Livingston. Well, that's a way to do it and possibly get 3 points with the clock stopped. With exactly 3 minutes to play, Streaks trail by 9, 45-36.
What's going on?
Wait, did they call it? Oh.
They called it after the shot, I guess.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. All right. Well, let me cross those out. So the Streaks will have it. And inbound to Riley Jenkins. Riley's got it on the left side, brings it back out near the center circle. She'll set the offense under 3 to play. Audrey Peck top of the key. Lily Hudgens in the lane. Now it's Riley. Left wing fires a 3. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound's going to go off Audrey Peck last. Just the bounces are not going the Streaks' way either.
No, and Riley did a nice shot there. She got the ball. They jumped out at her, and so she sidestepped her and put the 3 up. What are we doing here?
Oh, there's something on the floor, something wet on the floor they're complaining about. I don't know. Oh, probably from when Lauren got knocked to the floor on the three-pointer. I don't know if one of their players slipped or something. They're not bringing a towel out or anything.
There's, yeah, I don't. So Coach Lorkin's going to take a 30-second timeout so that they can go dry the floor off, it sounds like.
Well, they're still not bringing a towel over or anything.
There it goes.
Oh, there we go. Well, the officials can't find where it's at either. Yeah, because the area where that 3-point was taken, they're right. They've been all around that, and they're not finding it anywhere. So one of their girls must have slipped. I'm guessing that's why, but may have been rather than from when Lauren fell, just somebody sweat dripping, or maybe who knows what happened there. Anyway, 2:41 to play, Streaks trail 45-36.
Streak still just two field goals in the second half. You're not going to win very many games only hitting two field goals in a half.
Nope, we've got just the one free throw this quarter.
Had what, four free throws last quarter?
Yep, 2 for 4 last quarter. All right, Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Audrey Peck will be up on the ball. They're still trying to find the spot.
I don't know why we waste the entire timeout then not looking for it if we believe something's there.
Who knows? Now the AD's coming out with a towel also. But no, I didn't, you know, it's, they're like all over the place. Nobody can find. Well, he's in a different spot. He's just, the AD's just going to wipe all over. Anywhere it could possibly be. Every place we
just
were looking.
Just clean the entire floor, please.
Yeah.
We'll take a timeout.
Oh, man. There you go. Well, hopefully that took care of whatever the problem was.
Well, when we do resume action, the Streaks will be in a full court press.
Inbound comes to Guzzi, trapped up, gets it to McManaway.
See, that's the issue there. Streaks didn't get anybody to the middle of the floor.
Nope. Now Guzzi's got it out near midcourt, drives down the right side of the lane and puts it up. And oh, wait a minute.
No shot. That was a good call by the official. I'll give him credit on that one because he blew the whistle well before she took the shot, so it should be on the floor. That's only going to be the fifth, so it's going to be the baseline. But, again, the Streaks go out in defense and weren't ready to follow. Lily was off the ball.
Inbound comes to Hardick on the left block. She kicks back out to McManaway. Now it's Runge near the center circle with 2:22
to play.
They are
not counting. They wait.
He counts once and then stops.
Well, they wait a couple seconds to start counting to begin with.
I mean, the defense is right there. Start your count. But even when they start, then as soon as the player moves or dribbles, even though there's somebody guarding them, they stop counting. That's not how it works. As long as they're close enough to you on the dribble or not, you count. He's not counting now. She's just holding the ball. Now, when she started dribbling is when he started counting. I was watching to see what he did.
So I'm saying.
My goodness. All right, Jackman with it. Gets to Hardick. Back out to Jackman. Right baseline. To the cross to McManaway. Now it's Guzzi with 2 minutes to play. They're just going to run as much clock as they can. Nice job by Cadence Lydic on the defense. Guzzi. Now push is going to be called on Cadence. And that's going to put him at the free throw line for a chance at the 1-1.
I'm not going to say there wasn't hand checking there, but at the same time, they're not calling it any other point on the floor.
So that puts the Streaks over the limit, 7 fouls, so a chance of the 1-1 bonus for Mary Guzzi for Altamont with 1:54 to play and leading 45-36, and now make it a 10-point lead as she hits the first.
They missed one free throw so far, right?
Just the one that Hardick missed. So Guzzi will get the bonus, 46-36, Altamont. Second shot up and good.
11 of 12. Biggest lead of the game now for Altamont, up to 11.
Riley Jenkins on the dribble, left baseline. Picks up and throws it away. Goes into the backcourt, Miller runs it down. Gives to Hardick on the run. And she has to dribble out of trouble. She's got back. In the paint, it goes to Runge. She scoops up the shot and got knocked to the floor. No call. And the rebound comes to Lauren Livingston. Down court to Kaylee Miller. Shot blocked from behind by Hardick. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. 1:25 to play. Arlita Brown will check in and replace Audrey Peck.
Back in for the Silver Streaks.
Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Arlita Brown on the left wing. Now Lauren Livingston fakes the three, goes to the free throw line, now puts up the 14-footer, missed it. Rebound kept alive, but Jackman comes away with it with 1:14 to play. Jackman on the run, picks up and gives to Hardick with 1:08 to play. Now it's Runge in the center circle with 1:05.
Well, you know, you look at who the Streaks have played this year, I would not have guessed this would be a team that would limit the Streaks this severely in points and a half.
You're not calling a jump ball on that, really? You're going to call a foul? Miller had the ball down in the corner, and Kaylee Miller grabbed the ball, and they called a foul. So that's going to put Remington Miller at the free throw line with a chance of the 1-1 bonus. But, yeah, you're right. If you look at, I don't know how many teams are. And not that they're not a good team, as she missed the free throw, Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Not that they're not a good team, but I don't know how many teams on our schedule they beat.
Right.
In the Western Big Six, probably Alleman is it. This is Riley Jenkins. Nice dump down to Lauren Livingston. Missed the shot. Lauren gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. That's just the way this game's gone. Lauren gets the rebound again. Dumps down to Riley. Her shot is missed, but she's fouled by Hardick with 30 seconds to play.
Well, that first shot, Lauren didn't use the backboard. She threw it over the rim. The second one, it looked like it was going to be good. It just rolled out. The Streaks just can't get shots to fall.
No basket in the fourth quarter for the Streaks.
Right. Only two field goals in the entire second half.
We've got a free throw. And that came from Riley Jenkins. She was one for two.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is coming into this quarter, it was a one-point game.
And Riley hits the first.
This is three, Riley Jenkins at line.
30.3 to play, 10-point lead for Altamont, 47-37.
Well, if the Streaks want to have a shot at getting into the championship game after this one, they're going to need a lot of help.
Second shot down, oh good. Caden Slidick with a rebound up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled. Nice job by Cadence. Got it up and in. And a chance of the three-point play. That makes it 47-39.
And that was probably the toughest field goal either any players hit in this game.
So Cadence with the free throw. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Jackman. And it's near steal by Kaylee Miller. Goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Possession points which way? No, points toward Altamont with 22 seconds to play. Wasn't it 1 year? Was it them we lost to in the first round? Didn't we come here and lose the first game, then come back and win the tournament?
Yeah, in 17, we lost to Salem and we lost to Altamont.
Okay.
In the pool play.
This is Runge with it.
How is there a foul? She literally put the ball under her arm and threw her shoulder into Arlita Brown, and they call the foul on the Streaks.
Wow. So Arlita's second foul. We'll walk it back the other way. And Runge will go to the free throw line. And that's the ninth team foul now, so still a one and bonus.
Don't think it's going to matter with Runge, but we'll see.
Nope. He hits another. Five for five. 48-39, Altamont, 18.5 seconds to play. Second shot is up and good as well. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked. And I'm not
Riley
sure.
Riley not happy because she thought there was a foul.
And I'm not sure that can be our ball if there's not a foul.
Right.
Because the ball
it clearly went off of Riley.
Yeah.
But whatever.
12 seconds to play, inbound to Lauren Livingston. Left side, puts it up, missed it. Rebound comes out long to Guzzi with 5 seconds to play. And she just traveled
she just
with it. Yeah, she just stopped and took a step with it right in front of the official. You can blow the whistle. Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, no field goals in the fourth quarter. Just the one field goal in the fourth quarter that Caden Slidick got late, and they fall to the Altamont Indians. 49-39 is the final score. We'll come back and talk a little bit about this one. We'll get at some point a chance to talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. I'm not sure how long it'll be before he gets up here, but we'll get a chance to chat with Coach Massey coming up. I guess the good part of this, Eric, is you don't sit around and think about it for long because it's a pretty short turnaround. We got one game in between, and we'll be right back at it again.
Right. It'll definitely show this team's resolve because you're either going to sleepwalk through the second game because of how you feel about this one, or you're going to come out re-energized and ready to go. And, I'm really hopeful that it's going to be the latter.
Streaks fall 49-39. We'll come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but
but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim and Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies with areas of fog. Temperatures continuing to fall down to a low of 29 tonight under cloudy skies. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 43. 50-50 chance of rain overnight tomorrow night, low 36. Rain likely Saturday, high 58. Rain also on Sunday with a high down to 50. Right now we're down to 38 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fell to the Altamont Indians 49-39. Streaks now 9-5 on the year. Altamont moves to 12-0 with the victory here this afternoon. We'll have a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up in just a bit. I'm sure he's having a little bit lengthier discussion with the girls than normal. And that's usually the way it is after a loss. Got a few more things to say and a few more things to talk about, especially when you got, as we were just talking about, the short turnaround game coming up in just a couple hours from now at 4:30. So, yeah, and just one game in between. And I don't know, there's nothing on the clock. It must be their break time.
It is. Yeah. The next game's not until 3.
Okay. So a 3 o'clock game, and then we'll play the next one after that against Alney, which is another pretty good basketball team. So Streaks fall here this afternoon, and, there's going to be some stats that are going to be really key. One will be the shooting percentages. And first half, Streaks looked pretty good, but second half, not so much. And, The Indians, for the most part, they did hit some threes, but most of the shots were point blank, and you're going to shoot a much higher percentage when you're getting those. But, the Streaks, even when they were getting those in the second half, just couldn't get them to fall, and you're not going to win too many games, especially. Well, the only basket they had in that fourth quarter was the one late, the layup where Cadence Leidick took the contact and put it up and in. Kind of a tough one for the Streaks here this afternoon as they fall 49-39 to the Altamont Indians. Well, Coach is out of the locker room. We'll see if he's going to make his way up here at some point. We'll run down our post-game stats as well. And, well, let me go ahead and get started on stats. We'll start with the individual, the scoring. Streaks were led by Riley Jenkins with 11 points, three twos, a three, and two for four from the line. 11 for Kaylee Miller on three threes and a two. 8 points for Lauren Livingston on a three, a couple of twos, one for three from the line. 7 points for Audrey Peck, three baskets, one for two from the line. 2 points for Caden Lydick on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line. Streaks with those 5 three-pointers all in the first half, and just 4 for 10 from the line. So it wasn't just from the field. They just did not shoot the ball well in general, and just 3 baskets in the second half. It's
Yeah, usually when we come to this gym, we actually do shoot it really well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising.
I mean, who was it made a living here? Lexi Daniels. Yeah, who's in the gym here. And, yeah, she loved it. Loved shooting in here. Let's see. For Altamont, they were led by Rachel Jackman with 26 points, 9 twos, a couple of threes, 2 for 2 from the line. 11 for Brooke Runge, a 2, a 3, and 6 for 6 from the line. They were the only two in double figures. 5 for Allison Hardick, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 for Mary Guzzi, a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points on Ellie McManaway, 2 for 2 from the line. And Remington Miller just 0 for 1 from the line. They were 13 for 15 from the line and hit 4 three-pointers in the ball game.
Altamont turned the ball over 14 times, 2 times there in the second half. 38 streaks turned the ball over 12 times, 5 times in the second half. 38-31 was the rebounding difference, with the Streaks having 31 rebounds in the game, 38 for Altamont. 9 offensive rebounds for Altamont, 14 for the Streaks. Altamont shot it 16 of 42 from the field, including 4 of 11 from distance. Streaks were 15 of 54 from the field, 5 of 14 from downtown. And as Tom said, just 3 field goals in that second half, 3 of 28 in the second half.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, swing around this way here. Well, Coach, you know, number one, not being able to put the ball in the basket, you can't win very many games. You guys only had the one basket in the fourth quarter and just 3 in the second half.
Yeah, you know, you'd never think that in the first half they end up start out 1-2-2 zone and we're able to score, and then they go box and one and we're able to score. And, you know, granted it was there we hit some shots too with it, but then they come out man-to-man in the second half. I thought, oh, this is great. We're going to be in good shape. And we came out, and our count, we thought we had 32 possessions in the second half, and we ran a set on 7 of them. And so that wow. means 25 times we came down. And it wasn't like we were getting or taking horrible shots, but we were taking quick, long shots. The defense has never had to, you know, rotate or move, and so we miss them. They get a rebound, and it's done with the possession. And we, you know, it was funny because the very first possession, we ended up saw they were man. We ran something, and we got a layup just like that, yeah. And thought this is going to be good. And it just they came down, put a little bit of pressure on Riley, and then when the other kids would get the ball, they thought, well, here, let's go. And we made bad choices there with it. And then I thought then for us, as poorly as we were doing, we were still in it. And then at about 5-minute mark or 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter, for whatever the reason was, we didn't get our matchups. And what was tough is 20 and 15 were, you know, so tough inside. And what would happen is 20 would run the floor, and our kid guarding her didn't run the floor. And so then what you've got is somebody like Riley helps and has to match up and take her. And then that all of a sudden put 30 on somebody else. And 30 ends up, gets into the lane then without Riley guarding her and makes some good plays.
Yeah, and then they started spreading the floor. You knew it was going to be tough because they're at least 2, if not 3 of them, could go off the dribble, and you knew they were going to look for that opening and try to get behind the defense, and that happened a few times also.
Yeah, it did. It was, you know, tough all the way around there. But I thought this was a game where, I mean, not to take away from Altamont, because I think they're a good ball club. I think especially you look at them. I think, you know, 15 is a very good post player.
Yeah.
And I think that 30 is a good perimeter player, and I think Riley, when she was on her, pretty much took that away from her. And then 20 is, you know, maybe a little above average kid, inside outside kid. But after that, it's kind of role players and stuff, and unfortunately we just at some point didn't execute very well, and that's unfortunate.
Well, obviously with the tournament, and this doesn't always happen, but it's a very short turnaround. You'll have one game in between. I mean, a little bit of a break here, but one game in between. I mean, sometimes short turnaround's good after a game like this. Sometimes it's not. Do you have any sense of how you feel about turnaround playing quickly again?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, unfortunately, I think the first game was such a competitive game.
Yeah.
And played eight kids. And that's on me. And then we'll come back, and it's going to be another competitive game. You know, it may be that this next game is against somebody that may be better than the first game was and stuff. So I think it'll be a challenge. And the tough part is I just think is in terms of the physical fatigue you deal with, but the concern becomes – whether it's mental fatigue or whatever, that our focus just wasn't very good there. Of, you know, that not only did we not recognize when we should set things up, but even when we did try to set up some things, that you know, pretty poor execution with things, kids not setting a screen and doing things like that. So it was a tale of two halves.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, the end of the first half, you guys went on that run, especially in the second quarter. You outscored them 18-9 in that second quarter, and I thought, you know, once you got rolling in that second quarter, I said, here we go, we've kind of found our mark. But again, like you said, offensively, you're doing things a little bit differently. You're getting into your groove and running your sets, and that's where the points were coming from.
Yeah, well, in the first half, I thought we had more patience offensively. I thought with it, and. By that, not saying that, you know, we were taking 30 seconds, but it just, we made them defend us a little bit and then got open shots. We got it inside and we did things. You know, the mark of, you know, when you look and say, you know, are we really executing offensively, whether it's against zone or man, is, you know, where are the shots coming from? And if the tendency is everything is out on the perimeter, you know, we're probably being a little bit lazy in our execution.
Coach, always appreciate you taking the time with us, and we'll be talking with you in a couple hours.
Yep, won't be long.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 49-39. We'll take a timeout and come back. And, we got to name our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. We got to do that. Streaks fall 49-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the
time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Aerdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Altamont Indians 49-39 was the final score. And your coach, he kind of echoed what we said a little bit about, I think we were talking off the air about Altamont, and that they're a good team. You know, and I would say for those that have watched the girls and watched some of the Western Big Six teams we've played, they probably beat Alleman. I don't know. You know, UT, you never know. UT's just maybe
I think
well
this
coached.
Team could be.
But athletically,
UT.
Though,
right.
Look at UT.
Athletically, the UT's probably above them athletically, 1 to 12 or 1 to 15.
Yeah.
But that team is in such disarray right now, just watching them. They seem to have no identity. And
Again, you put them in there against like a Geneseo, they're not going to give them the kind of game that Galesburg was able to give Geneseo.
Right. Well, and I think ultimately speaking, you always look at the adjustments too. And I thought Coach Lurkins did a great job deciding in that second half, hey, you know what? We're going to put Remington Miller in. And freshman, your only job is to shadow Riley Jenkins up and down the court.
Yeah.
You do not give her space to breathe. You just run her ragged and tire her out much quicker than what you would normally in a game. And I think it worked. I mean, they effectively took Riley out of this game in the second half by getting her to the point. You know, she scored, 4 points in the second half.
Yeah.
One of them was a basket really early, and then
early
two free
in the third
throws.
Quarter, and that was it.
And so, you know, you talk about who runs this team, and it's Riley. And with Riley not being able to control the basketball and make decisions with time and to open the offense up, I think it really had a detrimental effect. And that was a good adjustment by Coach Lurkins to kind of change the path of this game. I mean, you look at it, going into halftime, Streaks have a six-point lead. The Streaks battled with the lead for most of the third quarter until finally they're late in the third quarter. The tide started to turn, and then at the end of the third quarter, you're sitting there 36-35, and as a Streak fan, you're probably like, well, we're right where we want to be. We're in this game. This is a team we saw the Streaks go on fire in the second quarter. It's going to happen eventually again, and it just never did.
Yeah, one of the other things Coach mentioned when they were switching up their defenses in that first half, one of them that I think when we thought it was a matchup zone, they had gone to a box and one at that point. And we beat it. I mean, we were beating that. We were beating the 1-2-2, so that's where they ended up going to man-to-man. And, you know, just like Coach said in the post-game interview, it's like, okay, they got to go man-to-man against us now. It's going to be good for us. And we just didn't get into the sets. He said, of 30-some possessions in the second half, they only ran seven sets.
Oh.
So, yeah, makes it tough. All right, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Just real quick,
go
back on that, though.
Yeah.
You know, when you take the leader out of the team,
right.
somebody else has to run point guard and get you into those sets. If Riley's the only one that can get you in those sets, teams are going to start cracking down on that, and I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure these coaches talk during the tournament, especially Altamont's going to want to keep Galesburg out of their way in pool play, so I'm sure they'll talk to Olney and St. Anthony and say, hey, you know what? You take number three out of the game for Galesburg. It's going to be tough for him.
All right. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And nobody had a great game. There were some good games all around. But Riley still ended up with 11 points. But really nobody scored in the second half. It was, for the most part, free throws. And a lot of that, you just weren't, as we said, when you're not getting into the sets, it makes it a little bit harder. Kaylee Miller, really, she got us off early. She had the 3 three-pointers in the first half and got us going. Even Lauren Livingston in the first half. I mean, we just, especially in that second quarter, I mean, just everybody played pretty well. But I thought this young lady, but on both ends of the floor, and she had a stretch where she defensively was just dominant, and it was during that run that got the Streaks going and out to the lead at halftime.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior Audrey Peck. She finishes with 7 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 4 of those blocks came there in the third quarter. She had 3 rebounds, 4 blocks, and a point in that third quarter, and really, you know, like we talked about, the Streaks battled there in the third quarter. They actually jumped. They scored first there in the third to make it 31-23. If you remember, right off the jump of that third quarter. That was that I believe was the basket Riley had right at the beginning. They came back, and I think it was Jackman that answered at the other end. But then it was just kind of a battle of wills there for a while, where the Streaks would get a bucket, and then it'd be a little bit, or free throws, and then finally Altamont would score. And it was really Audrey shutting down the inside there for the entire third quarter. That was a huge advantage for the Streaks in that quarter.
So Audrey Peck is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for this portion and for our day here on WGIL, our second game that's scheduled to start at 4:30, about 4:10 for the pregame with the girls. We will be on 92.7 FM. The Laser, the boys, will be here on WGIL. They start a little bit earlier, 3:40 pregame and a 4 o'clock tip here on WGIL over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman, the Streets, taking on the IVC Grey Ghosts over there, and the girls here taking on the Olney East Richland Tigers, and we'll be on 92.7 FM. The Laser. Well, hopefully short turnaround will mean, I don't know.
Short memories.
Right, that's exactly. I guess that's what you're kind of getting at. Like Coach Massey says, well, you know, the problem is you might be seeing a better team in the second game than you saw in the first game. So we'll see. All right. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.